Chapter 23. Shadow Talk, Unveiling Portuguese Slang in the World of Crime. Welcome to a journey through the shadowy corridors of Portuguese slang, where words can become a gateway into the world of crime and mischief. In this chapter, we explore expressions that reveal a darker side of language, shedding light on how everyday terms can transform to describe theft, deceit, and clandestine activities. From the whispered secrets of
estar no xadrez,
to the cunning tricks of
dar pela marosca,
these phrases paint a vivid picture of a society's underbelly. You'll encounter the colorful characters of the
gatuno
and
larápio,
those who lurk in the shadows, and the crafty
trapaceiro
and
trafulha,
who weave webs of deception. Prepare to delve into the linguistic tapestry that captures the essence of secrecy and betrayal. Each term is a window into the cunning and audacity that characterize human behavior on the fringes of legality. Whether it's about catching a
candonga
in the act or uncovering the
conto do vigário,
this chapter promises to engage and inform, offering a nuanced perspective on the art of the illicit. Are you ready to explore the hidden layers of Portuguese vernacular? Join me as we unravel the language of the streets and the subtle art of deception, learning how words can shape our understanding of the darker facets of society.
Cilindró.
Jail.
Ele passou uma noite no cilindró por desacato à autoridade.
He spent a night in jail for contempt of authority.
Cana.
Jail or prison.
Ele está na cana por roubo.
He's in jail for theft.
Estar no xadrez.
To be in jail.
O criminoso está no xadrez por roubo.
The criminal is in jail for robbery.
Ladrão.
Thief.
O ladrão foi preso pela polícia.
The thief was arrested by the police.
Gatuno.
Cat burglar or thief.
O gatuno entrou pela janela e roubou a televisão.
The cat burglar entered through the window and stole the television.
Larápio.
Thief.
O larápio foi apanhado a roubar na loja.
The thief was caught stealing in the store.
Rufia.
Ruffian.
Ele era conhecido como rufia na escola.
He was known as a ruffian in school.
Vândal.
Vandal.
O vândal vandalizou a escola durante a noite.
The vandal vandalized the school during the night.
Trapaceiro.
Cheat or swindler.
Não confio nele, é verdadeiro trapaceiro.
I don't trust him, he's a real cheat.
Trafulha.
Swindler or trickster.
Aquele indivíduo trafulha que tenta enganar as pessoas com esquemas falsos.
That individual is a swindler who tries to deceive people with false schemes.
Conto do vigário.
A swindle or scam.
Não caias no conto do vigário.
Don't fall for the scam.
Pela calada.
Stealthily or secretly.
Ele entrou pela calada da noite para não ser visto.
He entered stealthily in the dead of night so as not to be seen.
Tramoia.
Plot or scheme.
A tramoia que armaram para enganar os investidores foi rapidamente desmascarada pela polícia.
The scheme they concocted to deceive the investors was quickly unmasked by the police.
Dar pela marosca.
To catch on to the trick or to figure something out.
Demorou, mas ela deu pela marosca.
It took a while, but she caught on to the trick.
Rapinar.
Stealing.
Ele foi preso por rapinar uma loja.
He was arrested for stealing from a store.
Gamar.
To steal or to rob.
Ele anda sempre a gamar telemóveis.
He is always stealing cell phones.
Fanar.
To steal.
O ladrão tentou fanar a carteira, mas foi apanhado pela polícia.
The thief tried to steal the wallet, but was caught by the police.
Deitar a mão.
To grab or to seize.
Ele deitou a mão ao dinheiro e fugiu.
He grabbed the money and ran away.
Sorripiar.
to filch or to steal.
Ele foi apanhado a sorripiar doces da loja.
He was caught filching sweets from the shop.
Por baixo da mesa.
Under the table or behind closed doors.
Eles fizeram um acordo por baixo da mesa para evitar escândalos.
They made a deal under the table to avoid scandals.
Candonga.
Smuggling or contraband.
A polícia apreendeu várias mercadorias da candonga.
The police seized various contraband goods,